الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. I have recited before you one verse of the Quran Kareem which was recited in tonight's Taraweeh. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal lazeena amanu, O you who believe, those of you that have iman in them, Uzkurullaha zikran kaseera. Make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala abundantly. Remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as much as possible. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Praise Allah and glorify Him. Speak about the greatness of Allah in the morning and in the evening. Allah further said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the Malaika, they have make dua or they send mercy upon you. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. All this Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does so that He may take you away from the darkness to noor and to light. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is very, very merciful unto the believers. In this verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala orders us to make His dhikr and to remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as much as possible. Dhikr generally refers to the remembrance of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it's not confined to any particular form of zikr. Wherever a person talks or remembers Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in any way whatsoever, it could be in the form of salat. The whole salat is zikr. A person is standing, he's saying Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. He's praising Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He's reciting the Quran Kareem in the standing posture. He's making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He's going into ruku and he's saying Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. He's making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala heard the person who praised him. The person again says, Rabbana lakal hamd. All praise is due to Allah. And in every posture, a person goes up and down, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. In sajda, the person puts his head down and he says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. That all praise is due to Allah, Allah is pure and He is the greatest. So entire salat itself is dhikr. So zikr is not confined to any particular form of zikr. In any way a person can remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, all is zikr. To engage in ta'aleem and ta'allum, teaching and education, that is also the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In fact, it is one of the greatest form of zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us we should praise and we should make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as much as possible. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us, Faskuruni azkurkum. You make my zikr, you think about me, I will think about you. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when a person makes the zikr of Allah openly in public, or he makes the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala within himself, always thinking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or in his heart he is talking to Allah, he always conscious of the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says that I think of my banda in my heart like how my banda thinks about me in his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says that when a person makes the zikr of Allah, he praises Allah in a gathering, openly, in public. Everybody is thinking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because this person is talking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will talk about that person. Allah will make the zikr of that person in a majma'ah and in a gathering that is greater than the majma'ah of this dunya, and that is the majma'ah of the malaika. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah, the thinking of Allah, it is the greatest thing on the face of this earth. There is nothing in this world that is greater than the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This zikr, thinking about one another or remembering somebody, this is something that everybody else also wishes and desires. Sometimes we are close to one another and when we pass, then we say, bhai bhulna mat, don't forget me, think about me, dua mein yaad karna. This is something that everybody desires. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, great personality, Mufti Azam of Deoband of India, and then after that Mufti Azam of Pakistan. His father, Hazrat Maulana Yasin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had only one son of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, very beloved. So when his father, Mufti Shafi Sahib's father, was on the dying bed, so he told to his son, Shafi, aap to mujhe bhool jayenge, but jaldi bhoolna mat. You will forget me, but forget me very quickly. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that father's name was Yasin. The first thing in the morning I used to recite Surah Yasin, and baap yaad aate the, and hazrat isaal e sawab karta raha. Nevertheless, a person, it is the mizaj of the dunya, people will think about one another, but a time will come that we will even forget our most beloved ones. It is natural. We are, the more closer we are, we remember, but over a period of time, that closeness disappears and we forget one another. And the only person or only being that we can rely on who will think about us is none other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in one hadith on the day of Qiyamah, mentioned in the hadith when a person who is very popular, well known among people, and everybody talks about that person, sab uska zikr karte hain, very popular. When such a person passes away, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells the angels that go in the world, and Allah Alam, he knows everything. Go in the dunya and see that is there any person thinking about him now, talking about him, koi iska zikr karte hai. That was in, probably in the early stages after the death of the person. Probably his wife was there, his children were there. The malaika goes to Allah and tells Allah, oh Allah, that the wife of the person, the children of the person, the friends, the associates of the person are living, they're talking good about him. After some time, Allah sent the angel again and tell him, jao ab dunya ke andar dekho, is there any person in the dunya that is thinking about him now? They will look around the whole world, probably there will be some few people lesser than the people of the past. There will be lesser people, but there will be some people that still talk good about him. They are making his dhikr, talking good about him. They will tell that to Allah. And then again, after some time, Allah will tell the angels, now go in the world and see if there is anybody talking about him. He was a popular person,
ایک زمانہ ایسا تھا جب سب اس کا ذکر کرتے تھے. Everybody was talking about him. Over a period of time, that decreased and it decreased and it decreased. Now go in the dunya and see anybody talking good about him. Angels go and serve from one corner of the world to another corner of the world. And there is not a single person that is now thinking about him. Such a time and such a zamana will come. The angel then goes to Allah and says, Allah, we have searched in the different corners of the world. Although that person was very popular once in his lifetime, but now there is not a single person in the face of this earth that is making the dhikr and remembering that person. Allah tells the angels, bear witness, gawa rehna. Puri dunya unko bhul gaye, main mere bande ko bhulta nahi. Everybody will forget, but Allah hume nahi chhodenge. When that is the case, when everybody will leave us, Allah is not going to leave us. Allah will think about us. Hum Allah ko abhi kaise chhod sakte hain? We must make the dhikr of Allah all the time and think and make the glorify Allah as much as possible. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest thing that is in the face of this earth. Once, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was flying in the air. It is mentioned in the Quran Kareem. With his fleet, he was flying. Allah speaks about how 2 months of journey, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would cover up within half a day. غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرُ. He should move with all the wood, the jinnats, and with so many of the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala over whom he had control. So, once a person, during that time, a normal person, a farmer, he saw that whole fleet that was going through and flying, and he's saying, Subhanallah. He just said, Subhanallah. Look at the power that Allah has given the son of Dawood. Yani Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He expressed surprise and amazement at that. Suddenly, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, with the entire fleet came and right in front of the farmer. This farmer said, bhai, mujhse kya galati ho gayi? What wrong did I do? I only said Subhanallah and I expressed my surprise at the power that Allah has given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. What wrong did I do that Sulaiman alayhi salam came and passed over right in front of me? He's going to question me. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam told him, asked him, what did you say just now? He said, I only said this, Subhanallah, I praised Allah for the power that Allah has given you. He has given you dominion over the animals. He has given you dominion over the jinnat. You are able to speak the language of the animals, of the birds, and you are able to fly in the air. And upon that I said, Subhanallah. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam saying that you are expressing your surprise of all the power that Allah has given you. But that one Subhanallah that you have said is more powerful than all the fleet that Allah has given me. This is the praises and the glorifying of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the barakat of it. Today, there's a great need for us to generate the importance of zikr and remembering Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So many people go to grief, depression, and sometimes we hear incidents. People spend so much of their money in tablets, antidepressant tablets. Just today somebody told me that they're so grieved upon a marital problem that they feel like going to a gun shop and putting the gun onto her head and the head of her husband. And like this kind of incidents, we hear it very, very often. Why is that? There's no sukoon in the heart. There's no peace in the heart, no contentment, no tranquility. The only thing that brings sukoon, peace, tranquility in the heart, this world, we are yet to be tested and tried. Halats are going to come. Adverse halats will come. Favorable halats will come. Every halat will come. This world is not a bed of roses and it's not a paradise for us. We are yet to be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah, He tests us so that through the test He knows that who are the truthful ones and who are not the truthful ones. Halat are going to come. Allah tests our iman. And in these halat, what do we do? When we are faced with halat, the best thing to do is to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from whom these halat come. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Allah bi zikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. With the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the heart gets peace, happiness and contentment. Generally this verse we hear so many times. Probably many of us, we even know this verse off by heart. Some of us know the translation of it off by heart. But we only appreciate this verse when we are put in difficulties, hardships, and at that time and point, when you turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, during hardships and difficulties, the peace and the contentment, tranquility we experience at that time, that and we experience it, that is when we understand the haqiqat and the reality of this verse. The zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is something that it doesn't require any conditions. It is the most easiest thing to do. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, He speaks about the intelligent. Who are those that are intelligent? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Intelligent people are those who make the zikr of Allah. Whether they are standing, whether they are sitting, whether they are lying down, they ponder upon the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the time, their mind is immersed with the greatness of Allah, and never in their life are they unmindful of the greatness of Allah. The mere thought of Allah itself is a zikr of Allah. And we should try to make ourselves adi of this, whatever we are doing. One is that you are in a masjid to make a zikr of Allah. But one is, while people are driving a motor vehicle, we sit, we open the car, we say Bismillah. We start the car, we say Bismillah. We are driving, you read the dua, Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha, wa subhanalladhi sakhkara lana hada, whatever dua. When we enter the house, we say Assalamu alaikum, that is zikr of Allah. When we, before we go into the toilet, we make the dua, that also is the zikr of Allah. When we're coming out from the bathroom, we also make the zikr of Allah. Ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. These are, although they are duas, but they are the zikr of Allah. And we should learn all these duas with the meaning, and with our whole life, 24 hours, it will go around the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before sleeping at night, we also make a dua. When we wake up in the night, when we wake up in the morning, that's the time we also make a dua and make the zikr of Allah. So whole life, 24 hours life, it is going around the zikr and the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is how a mu'min is supposed to be spending his life. But apart from the normal zikr, or apart from where we make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in different ways, sometimes we have to take out some time in isolation, in seclusion, and with full concentration, dedicate those few minutes of our lives in the day to focus only on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. An ideal opportunity for that is also the last 10 days of Ramadan, where we leave the entire dunya, our engagements in the world, our earnings of income, etc. Those of us that have the himmat, the courage, make that adjustment from now, the last 10 days are about to start. Make that himmat, the courage, leave everything out and come and let us seclude ourselves in the masjid and engage in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Opportunity to recite the Quran Kareem, opportunity to recite, make our Ishraq Salat, our Chashd Salat, our Wabin Salat, Nafal Salat. This is such a beautiful way of life where all the time we are engaged with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, thinking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so much of sukoon, so much of peace. Earning income, all worldly engagement, that we got after Ramadan, we got the whole year to do that. And we need a time in our life now to go and service our hearts. Car, we use it all the time, it also requires service. Any machine that you use, it requires service. You need to go remove the dirt from inside and you need to clean it up so it functions better.